Hello, champion. I'm glad to bring you the last episode in our study of the month. Our team has been discovering your life's purpose. What an adventure it has been, and I trust God that you've been blessed so far. We have looked at why it is important to discover the purpose of your life, cardinal questions to answer to give you a proper perspective to discover your purpose. Also, we look at keys to discovering your purpose using the acronym SHAPE, which stands for Spirit, Heart, Ability, Personality, and Experience. So finally, here are powerful purpose discovery questions. I trust that as you dedicate time to answer these questions and write down your answers, you would have succeeded in unearthing your life's purpose. The questions are 21 in number. The lessons we have covered so far will be of immense help to you in providing answers that are peculiar. To no answer is right or wrong. You may not even provide answers to all the questions. Just be certain to give answers that are to the best of your knowledge, and you continue to review your conclusions from time to time. Remember that discovering your life's purpose is a process. You recall the acronym SHAPE we used in keys to discovering your life's purpose, right? Good. The first set of purpose discovery questions is related to key S, which is spirit. Now, number one, what are those things that are strongly persistent in your mind as to what you should do in life? These may be in the form of thoughts, visions, dreams, or aspirations that are impossible to put out of your mind, and you feel they are connected to your destiny. Now take time to write those things down. Two, what are your spiritual gifts? Three, what do mature Christians or people mostly see or see in you? I will advise you to pause after some question or after a question and you write down your answer as you meditate about it. Now the second set of people's discovery question is related to key H, that is heart or passion. We'll go to number four now. Can you list those things that you do with passion and enthusiasm? You come alive when you are doing them, or excited when someone is doing them. And when you're on them, you are not mindful of time or meal. Of course, I do not mean things like video games or watching Premier League. Number five, if you can change or do something in your environment, what would that be? As in, what problems in the society challenge you the most? And now, number six, if you were to die after many years, come on, every one of us would die. But if you were to die after many years, what would you want to be remembered for? Number seven, what do you often talk about? Or what do you post, share, or comment on social media? Number eight, what is the deepest desire of your heart? Now, the third set of purpose discovery questions is related to key A, that is your ability. So now we'll go to number nine. What can you give 100% of yourself and your life to? Number 10, list your natural gifts and talents. Number 11, now list your strengths and your weaknesses. I will encourage you to ask close friends to tell you more about your gifts, your talents, your strengths, and your weaknesses, because sometimes you may not even know you have them. Now, the fourth set of purpose discovery question is related to P, your personality. That's number 12. What interests or appeals to you? That's what interests or appeals to you. 13. What type of person are you? Introvert, extrovert, calm, touchy, social, talkative, or what have you. Just put it down. 14. List the people you admire and what qualities do you admire most in them. 15. What flows naturally out of you without struggle? Number 16. Where do you bring forth fruits or produce good results in your life? Something you have been doing per time that brings out good results. Then the final set of people's discovery questions is related to key E, that's experience, which every one of us has. Number 17, what situation in life were you very happy? Number 18, what period in life were you very sad? Number 19, what has made you truly proud? In this stage, you may list more than one or two as you wish. 19 says, what has made you truly proud? Number 20, what group of people or individuals would you like to assist or talk to if you have the opportunity? Number 21, what would you do or say to this set of people and why? Remember, 20 says, what group of people or individuals would you like to assist or talk to if you have the opportunity? 21 says, what would you do or what would you say to them? And why will you say that or do that? Now, please, take a deep meditation and pray, asking God, Lord, what would you have me do now that I am alive? What is my purpose for existence? God will guide your mind into wisdom as you answer the questions above. Pay attention to the common thread or pattern in your answers, because your purpose will often repeat itself and get strengthened by other points. So let's try and put it all together, writing your life's mission. I want you to use the above to provide answers to this as a summary. Number one, what do I want to do? As you ask yourself this question, use the answers from spirit and hearts to provide, to give you answer to this question. What do I want to do? Two, who do I want to help? Here, focus on the questions under experience and heart to help you to discover who do I want to help. Three, what result do I hope to achieve? You can use the questions under heart, personality, and experience to guide your answer. These three questions above makes up your life's mission statement. Now, make a statement by combining the answers to the last three questions. Guys, your statement can be something like this. My mission in life is to inspire young people to discover their purpose and potential and fulfill their aspiration. My mission in life is to inspire. Now, when you come to that point, my mission in life is to inspire. Use action words that can connect to you. As in, use action words you connect with. E.g., my mission in life is to inspire, to educate, to motivate, to empower, to encourage, to improve, to help, to give. My mission in life is to guide, to integrate, to organize, to promote, to travel, to satisfy. There are many action words you can use there, to teach, and so on. So use action word where you say, my mission in life is to inspire young people to discover their purpose and potential and fulfill their aspirations. Let me give you another example of one. Mission statement: to impart quality education aimed at inculcating in the students strong personality that will ensure the promotion of religious, cultural, and epistemological dialogue. That is the mission statement of Godfrey Co University. Now, you see, there is to impart, that's action word. Then you continue with it. I hope you write down your mission statements and make it clear. How you are to achieve this mission, it has to do with your gifts, your abilities, and your calling. We'll leave that for some other time. But you can always revisit your mission, your mission statement, and amend it as you get deeper revelation about it. Purpose is fulfilled in service. So I will encourage you to find a need or a problem and help in solving it, no matter how small. Your purpose is in service, so start serving now. Finally, but come to think of it, what shall it profit you if you gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Your primary purpose is to know, to love, and to serve God, your Creator, before whom you must stand and give account of your life. How do you want to meet Jesus? If your ways are not right with God, all this talk on purpose is a waste at the end of time. Please give your life to Christ and be rededicated to Him. Ask Jesus to come into your life and find a Christian community to guide you in knowing Jesus, our Savior. I'm so excited in bringing you this peace and purpose. This is Sam Atsu with Champions of Destiny, giving wings to your dreams. Shalom.